I'm Tim McGuire. Madison, Wisconsin police officer Matt Kenny has been cleared in the shooting death of unarmed 19-year-old Tony Robinson. Dade County District Attorney Ishmael Osan.
This tragic and unfortunate death was the result of a lawful use of deadly police force, and that no charges should be brought against Officer Kenny in the death of Tony Robinson Jr.
Osan says the investigation and evidence show that Robinson attacked Kenny at the top of the stairs of an apartment building, and the officer feared Robinson was going to knock him down those stairs, take his gun, and use it to shoot him and other people. Relatives of 12-year-old Tamir Rice say they don't understand why it has taken so long to complete the investigation into his shooting death by a Cleveland police officer. Rice's cousin, LaTanya Goldsby, tells WEWS-TV.
What is the holdup? Why are you procrastinating with these situations? This is life or death, and Tamir has lost his life.
Earlier today, Cuyahoga County Sheriff Clifford Pinckney said that the investigation is near completion. Rice was shot by rookie police officer Timothy Lohman, who was white, just seconds after Lohman and his partner arrived in their police car following reports of a man brandishing a pistol in a park. The 12-year-old had an airsoft-type pistol which fires non-lethal plastic pellets. Another run-in with the law for George Zimmerman, former Neighborhood Watch volunteer acquitted on charges of killing black teenager Trayvon Martin, had some kind of encounter with a second man as both were driving along a busy street in Lake Mary, Florida yesterday. Police spokeswoman Bianca Gillette says Zimmerman was armed and two pistols were found in Matthew Apperson's car.
The search of that vehicle did recover two handguns, one .40 caliber Glock 22 and one .357 revolver.
This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is hoping to soon locate a U.S. military helicopter missing during a humanitarian relief mission in Nepal. Sagar Magani with more.
The Huey helicopter with six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers aboard was delivering earthquake relief supplies when the military lost contact.
Right now, we're hopeful. We have reason to believe that this is simply a case of a helicopter that's landed and is out of communications.
Colonel Steve Warren says an Indian pilot in the area heard radio chatter about a possible fuel problem, and he says there's no smoke or other signs of a crash. U.S. aircraft stopped searching once night fell, but Warren says Nepalese soldiers on foot continued looking for the chopper in rugged terrain. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Five-day humanitarian ceasefire is underway in Yemen, where Saudi-led airstrikes have been targeting Shiite rebels and their allies. The truce is intended to get food, water, and medical aid to suffering civilians in that country of 25 million. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.